The Brewers squaring off with the Rays. 24-year-old Brandon Woodruff making his big league debut. Pick it up, second inning. Woodruff in a jam with two men on facing Daniel Robertson.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Just blew the fastball by him, and Daniel Robertson with an unproductive out number one. Unable to advance the runners. The pitch on its way. It was in swings and foul, tips it right into the mitt of the catcher Pena, and that is out number two. So a couple of big strikeouts.
Here it comes. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt. Strike three. The runners hold, and there's one away. Big strikeout for Woodruff. Got him going after the slider down. The stretch by Hader and the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to left field corner. That's going to get in for a hit. Takes a bounce, stays in play. Dickerson to third. Dug out of the wall by Braun. Montoya going to wave Dickerson home. Here comes the throw to the plate. The tag. He's out. And the side retired.
It'll be a double for Evan Longoria, but the Brewers running the relay beautifully. The throw by Oswaldo Arcia, or Orlando Arcia, the birthday boy. And they get Dickerson to the plate. And there's a swing and a high drive deep to left field by Arcia. What a night he's having on his 23rd birthday. Gone, home run. 2-0, Milwaukee.
The 0-2 pitch to Duda. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that's your ball game. Corey Knebel strikes out the side in the ninth. And the Milwaukee Brewers score twice, and it turns out to be enough as they beat the Rays tonight by a score of 2-0.
Rays blanked by the Brewers. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
Third guy, he was impressive. You know, he got in some jams early on, made some pitches where we couldn't get that big hit for whatever reason. But that seam after that seemed to settle him in, and he was tough. He's kind of moved the fastball around, pitched at the top of the zone really well, and you know, took advantage of some of our aggressiveness and, you know, some spots that we don't handle very well. As far as Jake Faria, you know, similar thing. I don't think he was very sharp early on, and but he battled. He fell behind a bunch of hitters, but it was nice to see him come back and, I mean, did everything he could to keep it right there close. I mean, the only run that he gave up was on a ball that, in theory, if we hit the cutoff man, we got to play at third base where that guy might be out. But that's the way it goes. We just, the bats went a little bit quiet tonight. I mean, you know, I guess the bright spot to that game was Jose Alvarado's last inning of work. That was, he looked like a different pitcher from when we saw him a couple months ago or a month ago, whatever it was. So you can tell he's gone down there, made some adjustments, and that's pretty exciting to see.
Kevin, when you say the bats went quiet, what are some of the challenges with facing a rookie pitcher?
Well, a guy you just don't have history with. It's not so much the rookie, it's the guy that doesn't have the reps that you can sit there and study. I mean, the video that we were looking at was, you know, from minor league footage. And you know, that's generally one time through the lineup you'd like to make an adjustment. But that guy was good. He's talented, and he's got really good stuff.
What have you liked about keeping Lucas Duda at first base and Logan Morrison as your DH?
No really specific reason other than I talked to Logan today. If we had the opportunity to keep him off his feet to make sure this heel is 100% healed, we wanted to do that. So I think Logan's really close, and he might be good to go to play first tomorrow and flip-flop those two guys.
You had the three wins in Houston. You had a lot of big hits in that. Was that just, given that their pitcher pitched well, but like an understandable letdown after the emotional?
I don't think it's not a letdown, no. Not at all. I mean, their guy threw a good ball game. We just went quiet. He made pitches. We didn't get big hits. I mean, we had the pressure on him, and he made the pitches. And, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. But, no, I don't think anything can let us down from the good three games that we played there in Houston. And we'll pick right back up tomorrow.
What were your thoughts on Charlie's call to send Corey and try and score him?
I thought it was dead on, right, the right call. I mean, in that situation, that late in the ball game, you know, forced the issue a little bit. It took a perfect, you know, bounce off the wall to the left fielder. He made a perfect throw to the shortstop. We knew the shortstop, Arcia, has got a cannon for an arm, but you got to challenge it. A lot of things have to go right, and credit them, it did. But no-brainer. I fully support that send. I even high-fived him afterwards.
What was the deal with Suze getting thrown out on the first and third situation?
I think Suze, you know, he assumed that they were not going to throw to second base, or maybe that he wasn't going to go all the way. I'm not exactly sure. In that situation, they were, you know, giving us the bag by not throwing through. Clearly, the catcher stood up and looked at third with not the intention. Then he realized that we weren't going as hard as we were capable and threw it down to second.
Jacob Faria takes the loss. He allows one run and six innings of work. He spoke after the game.
Ultimately, it doesn't really matter how I did. You know, they were able to shut down a really, really good lineup. So it felt good. Everything felt pretty good. I had a couple long innings that didn't let me go deeper into the game, which is unfortunate. But like I said, everything felt pretty good.
What's it like when you're pitching and you know the margin of error is so small?
I feel like it kind of keeps me out of my game a little better. When you get a big lead, sometimes you feel a little too comfortable. So the game being so close the entire time, I feel like it kept me on edge a little bit and kept me focused a little better.
Were you happy with the number of strikes you threw in that? I know that was a big issue last week against New York.
Yeah, a lot better this game than the last one, for sure. Still want to get better getting ahead of hitters. It sucks having to work back from 2-0, 1-0. You know, it's not easy, and it wastes a lot of pitches. So that's something I want to get a lot better at, continue to get better at. But the overall strike throwing, I was really a lot happier with than a few recent outings.
The Rays' three-game winning streak is snapped. Steven Souza Jr. spoke after the game.
We got into some good situations. He had a little bit of luck on his side. I think we had bases loaded twice and we didn't score. We had runners on first and third, nobody out, didn't score. I mean, ball didn't bounce our way today. I don't want to use it as an excuse, but we didn't get in until 4 in the morning and played a game the next day. So we just played a really good team in Houston and won 3 out of 4. We got two more here. I wouldn't say it's much of a letdown. Our goal is to win series and just lost the first game, got to win next two.
What were you thinking on the first and third situation where you got the lead kind of stopped in the middle?
Yeah, we're obviously trying to draw a throw there to second base so that Lomo can go to home, and he pump faked and then threw to second base, which you don't really ever see. Obviously, I wasn't going 100%, and this guy got a run that didn't work out in our favor.
Up next, the series against the Brewers continues on Saturday. Alex Cobb on the hill.